This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Hi, this is Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Job Search Radio. This is a show that I tailor to recent grads because, you know, you guys don't have experience job hunting, and you're taking advice from career services or a professor or people you know as little as you do. Maybe a little bit more, but not a heck of a lot. So I want to intercept you before you keep making these mistakes or start making these mistakes. And I hope you find it helpful. And if you do, please, I'm begging, give Job Search Radio 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It's going to help other people discover the show. Leave a comment there as well. And with that, let's get rolling. I want to talk with you today about some of the mistakes that you as recent graduates often make that become costly, that wind up causing you to be in the job search mode a lot longer than you want to be, and sometimes lose your career through inertia. So let me just point to a couple of things. Number one, you overestimate your value. Now, sometimes career services, sometimes your professors, you know, they blow smoke up your derriere and they tell you you're worth more than the market really thinks you are. Want to get a better picture of what your value is? On LinkedIn, there's a drop down on the top that allows you to take a look at alumni from your school. Reach out to a couple of them. Ask them how much they were earning at the time they started their career. You know, I'm not talking about people 10 years back. You know, I'm talking about people in the last year or two who got out, landed a job. Find out how much they got and what their process was like. It'll help you a lot. So that's number one. Get clear about your value. Number two is, you know, you don't really network particularly well. Like, these folks that you're reaching out to, they are gold, because they can introduce you to their boss, people at their firm, and they're paid for it. Firms pay what are called employee referral bonuses to their employees, and they make money if you join. So while you're there, become friendly with them, talk with them about what it's like working there. Ask them if they have any openings that you as a new grad can be introduced for. So that's number two. Number three is you don't customize your resume. You know, you keep sending the same resume out over and over again to every job known to mankind because your parents are telling you, you got to get a job, you know, and you don't want to send it out to stupid jobs, you know, things you're not qualified for or interested in. So don't just spam your resume to everything. Tailor your resume to each individual position you're applying for so that the fit looks obvious. Certain jobs are going to emphasize certain points. You want to emphasize those things in your resume. Next, you're online all the time and not talking to people. You're sending emails, you're texting, you're on Snapchat trying to connect with folks. That's fine, but you got to do the conversion of just shooting the bull with them to say, hey, do you know about any jobs I might fit? And talk with, especially people you don't know particularly well, talk with them about what you're looking for, because your goal is to expand your network a lot. See, I'm off camera now. Expand your network a lot to talk to more people, even if they're friends of your parents. You know, these are people who are in the world of work, probably, and they might know some stuff that can be valuable to you. They may not be the right person right away, but maybe they can introduce you to someone who could be the right person who will steer you better. Another thing you do, too many people do, is they don't follow up well. You know, you get a message back from a firm, and because it was sent an email, you're not checking your email or responding quickly. You know, I want you to think about responding as quickly as you do to a friend when a company sends you a message. So you got to get crisp with your answers. You have to learn what to say and how to say it promptly. If someone leaves a message for you on your phone, you want to call them back very quickly so that this way, you know, if they want to talk with you about a job, well, you don't want to wait a week to get back to them, do you? Because by that time, 35 other people are going to be interviewing for this role, and you're going to be out of luck. And you know the word that precedes that one. There's one other thing. Yeah, this is a fun one. Not being proactive enough. You're not reaching out to people and doing what are called informational interviews. You know, setting up time to spend 15 minutes picking people's brains by phone, in person, or Skype, FaceTime, of course, to see how they can steer you in your search. Start to think about what you want in the way of a job, the kind of role you're thinking of. Talk with them about what they see the labor market is like for what you do or want to be doing. This is going to help you a lot just because you're out there talking to people. And there's a statistic I want you to hear. You know, networking fills 70% of all jobs, and 70% of the 70% are filled by people that you didn't know at the beginning of the search, you know, who recommend you to opportunities or through whom you hear about opportunities. You've got to expand your network. You've got to talk to people. You've got to connect and get involved with them, because otherwise, you'll be in mom and dad's home for a lot longer than you want to, and that's no fun, because they're just going to nag you to no end. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come on over to jobsearchcoachinghq.com. There's a lot of great information I've created and others have created that you can watch, listen to, or read to help you find work more quickly. Again, that's jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. I hope you have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love jobsearchcoachinghq.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's jobsearchcoachinghq.com.